Hey, this is Eric from Tip Tap Tip, just welcoming you back to the show. It's been a little bit since we recorded episodes. We moved. That was a thing. We set up a basement to record places. That was also a thing. But the good news is that we are back and we are ready to record shows. This show here was recorded on the road as we're back, coming back from Edmonton, as we tend to do from time to time. As such, audio quality could be better. At one point, the child did decide to take away our portable recorder and have to record part of it on the phone. So there you go. Fun times, good times, party. Enjoy the episode. We will be back with our premiere episode from the new Tip Tap Tip headquarters very, very soon. Thanks. I'm confused. Is this Tip Tap Tip?
This is Tip Tap Tip, and we are back and badass as ever. We're on the road driving home from Edmonton, as we do from time to time.
I was going to record the show a few minutes earlier, but then Rochelle was super duper into playing the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, pardon me.
What were you going to call it?
Dirty Down Syndrome soundtrack.
That's gross.
But it is actually about dancing and not the other thing I said.
Dirty Dancing.
You know why I want to play it? Because there is going to be a live musical version of Dirty Dancing coming to Calgary, and I cannot convince any of my friends to come with me. Well, I can, but they don't really want to go.
Yeah, I'm also super not into it, so...
But you know what's going to happen, Eric? You will be the one coming with me. And you will be dressing up like Patrick Swayze, right?
Hold on, somebody that wants to talk.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Santa.
Yeah, so we've been working hard, renovating the house.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry. By we, I mean Rochelle's been doing like 95% of the work.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. You have to remember that, okay? Because it's insulting.
To say that?
To say that we've been renovating when all you did was patch up one section of drywall.
Oh, pardon me. I also ripped up the carpet. I did a very good job about that. And I scraped off some carpet stuff underneath there, so...
That's not called renovating. That's called demolition.
Well, everybody has their part, and that was my part. Right?
Whatever.
Here comes the axe. Here comes the smasher. The demolition. A walking disaster. Do you know what that is?
No.
You really don't know what that is.
Is that like WWF? Wrestling song?
It's exactly what it is.
Oh, I was right. I just guessed.
It's from the tag team Demolition. That was their walk. Oh. They're walking down to the ringside song.
From Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
So he was your favorite.
I like him, but that song just happened to come up in my mind when we're talking about ripping out carpet.
And so we just drew names in Edmonton for our Christmas, and I'm wondering, Eric, what do you want for Christmas?
I want a sledgehammer.
For real?
No, I just was thinking about wrecking stuff, and I think that would make that extremely easy, so...
Yeah, I know, but... Okay, no, I'm mean like, for real, what do you want?
Well, you know I need a wallet, because the one I have is basically falling apart completely.
Do you know how many years I have almost bought you a wallet?
Five?
And then after... When I'm talking to you about buying the wallet, you're like, I'll just buy it myself. I'm pretty picky about wallets. I'll just buy it myself. And I'm like, okay. And then I don't buy you the wallet.
So I'm guessing probably about 4 years going now?
Yeah, probably.
Well, this year's the year. I need a wallet. It's because things are kind of going crazy in there. You know what I want? Nothing fancy. No patterns, no weirdness, no whatever. Just a wallet that holds things and doesn't make my ass look big.
Oh, that's no fun.
What, you want my ass to look big?
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy you jeans with padding in them.
Oh, sweet. Why don't you just make... You have a sewing machine. Why don't you just... Like, one day when I'm at work, you go on, like, your sewing project. You're sewing... Going on a big sewing project binge and alter all my pants. Put, like, pillows in my pants.
Like, in your crotch area?
No, in the butt area.
Can I do both?
Well, sure. Go crazy. I'm going to come... And then... I'll come home, and then here's how
can I also give you boobies too?
No, that would not be cool. No, here's how it's gonna work. I come home from work. You know how it works. Immediately, I change out of my pants. You're waiting for that moment to occur, because as soon as I change out of my one last good pair of pants, you take those, you destroy them, because by that point, you've already altered all my existing pants. So that I'll have, crotch and butt padding on. So now I have no choice whatsoever, except to wear these pants. How embarrassing, Rochelle.
That sounds like a good plan. I like that.
Well, good plan.
The only thing I don't like about that is that it involves me doing more work for you, not to benefit you and not for me.
There's no benefit for you to seeing me walk around in a giant...
Not really, because it'd be the same as me stuffing my bra full of Kleenexes. Like, you know it's not real.
Oh, yeah. It's just like all smoke and mirrors, a facade.
It's not cool. It's not real.
So guess that's not going to happen then. All right. Well. All right.
I know what you want for Christmas. I know what you want. You're not saying it because you're trying to deny that you want it. But I know that you want a laptop because you went into the store. Yes. You went there on that Friday sale day or whatever.
Black Friday.
Yeah. And I thought for some reason that you were buying me a super awesome Christmas present. Oh, man. What was I thinking? Why would I think that? I have no idea. Why I would think that. But then you come back and you're like, oh, I almost bought a laptop. Michelle, you gotta be so happy. I walked out with nothing.
Here's how it went down. Sometime in the morning. You have to realize that I had been trying to build up an argument in my brain for about a week prior to even that day that I really, 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 really needed a laptop.
What gave you that idea in the first place?
All those flyers we get.
No. You got sucked into it through advertising.
That's right.
Dangerous.
So I'd been building up an argument in my mind. I'm like, well, it could be a business expense. I could charge it that way. And that way, you know, I could always work on the road and not have to worry and blah, 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 blah. So I'm creating, you know, I'm reading reviews. I'm like pricing things out. I'm like, well, I don't have to spend a lot of money.
You did all of this for a whole week and you never said one word to me.
No. So that morning I go out.
What are you plotting right now?
Nothing's really being plotted right now.
I don't know. I don't trust you.
No laptops.
No. Nope. I don't trust you. So, you're plotting something.
Anyways, that morning.
Oh, I know what it is. All new podcasting equipment.
No.
You're researching that. I know it. If I look on the history on your computer, what is it going to show me?
I don't know. But not
Oh, yes, you do.
No, not podcasting equipment. Because I think it's good. I don't think...
Audio? Some sort of...
Because the thing with that is, like, you don't really need to upgrade it. It just works. It's on, like, a computer.
So you are still looking at computers?
No, I'm not looking at computers.
Are you looking... let me see. What would you be looking at?
You tell me.
No, I think you tell me.
What was I looking at really intently, like in one of the flyers? I was looking at air compressors. I know, which is super boring, But it's not really something I was like obsessing over as much as I was a laptop, because the laptops are fun. It's a gadget. Air compressors are just something that would be handy to have, so we don't have to go to a gas station to fill up our tires, which sometimes need to be filled up. I know. Super lame, but they can be handy. But so I was looking at them on Canadian Tire website, and I'm sure the history on my internet would show that. So, air compressor reviews. Air compressors Calgary. You know.
See, but Kate, do you like that? You can do that. Do you think that actually benefits you to be able to do that, or do you think that a lot of time is wasted by doing that sort of stuff, where you're like researching things where back in the day you just go to the store that you like and you would just get it?
Yeah, here's how it works is I do much research, but in the end I'm actually going to a store because I want to see how this thing actually is, because you can totally tell so much from a picture on the computer.
Yeah.
You can't tell if it's like this cool looking laptop or air compressor or whatever is a plasticky hunk of junk until you actually pick it up, until you touch it,
yeah,
until you like, you know. So it may look, oh, those specs are fantastic. No. What you do is you go to the store, you try it out, you pick it up, and then you research a cheaper price online, and then you get it somewhere else.
So you would still do the research for reviews and stuff online?
Oh yeah, but then in the end, it's all about actually seeing the product physically. Yeah.
Because someone could put a review online and be like, this thing is awesome, and then the next day it breaks on them, and they're not going to go online and say that. They've already put the review up there. So I just don't even know if I trust those reviews. Like, when we were looking for a dishwasher and stuff like that, I was thinking Consumer Reports, because those are people, like, that's what it's all about, is like testing it. But you know, you have to pay.
So Rochelle and I were just talking about Lego. We were talking about, well, basically we were talking about the what we were going to get our child for Christmas. You know, when we said, okay, we'll get him Lego, because that's what kids like. That's what he likes a lot of right now. But the problem is, I guess at one point in time, back when Rochelle and I could spend money on lots of fun things, Rochelle got me this Lego set of Luke Skywalker from The Empire Strikes Back, when he's hanging upside down and the big snow creature is going to eat his face. And
he has his spaceship with it, too.
Yeah, and it has a spaceship. Kind of cool, right? Well, Bo's been playing with this for a while. All the pieces, we find them, we step on them, etc., etc. But apparently, these are that particular set of which he's been playing with for a while now. Might be a collector's item. So be it, you know. I guess it can be, but what is the fun of not playing with Lego? You buy this set, you build it, and you never take it apart and make anything different from it. You can only make that one thing.
What?
Okay. What? Rochelle's reaction. What?
That's not how we played with Lego when I was growing up. Like, mind you, it wasn't really my thing. My brothers played with a lot more, and I played with my Barbies. But, you know, what my brothers did is they had a big box, and that's where the Lego went in. But Lego was sold different then, too, right? Like,
yeah, like, I think it's the exact same thing with me. You would have that big cardboard box full of various Lego.
No, we had a wooden box. Oh. Hello, we were high class.
Oh, pardon me, Mrs. Wooden box.
Cardboard box.
Well, back in the poor part of town, we couldn't afford wooden boxes, so.
You couldn't afford wood.
No.
My grandpa made ours for us.
Well, that's just super.
Yeah.
You'd get all sorts of Lego. I had space Lego, regular Lego, and it'll be all mixed up, and you'd forget.
Okay, give it to me then.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'll let him talk, but I don't care. Oh, the fuzzy part's gone. Whatever.
Yeah, it's okay, Bo. Dada will fix it.
Dada will fix it later. But, I have very strong opinions about Lego. Like,
It just seems that, and maybe it's my age, maybe it's just because I'm cranky and complain about things more than I ever have. And now I've decided that Lego is that one thing that I really need to complain about. I find it too specialized, I guess is the word I'm looking for. There's not as much creativity in having very specific blocks that can only do one or two things.
But you know, I did see a kit where you could make three different things out of the pieces. So I think Lego is understanding this. But what they've really done, the reason why they've done this is because they're making a shitload of cash on this, right? Like if all of these kids or even adults want to buy these separate collections and then display them, then they never really have Lego pieces to play with. They always have to buy a new kit.
Yeah.
And not very many people are going to be building it more than once. So then when you're bored, you don't have anything to build, then you go out and buy a new kit. Like it's great marketing, honestly. Because like when we were growing up, my brothers didn't get Lego that much because they had lots in the Lego box. And if you wanted more, then you took apart the other stuff that you built and built new stuff. Like,
what kind of things would you build when you were... did you play with your Lego or was it mostly your brothers?
Yeah, sometimes I did. And the one thing I remember building was I would build like really big, giant Lego men.
Anatomically correct?
No, not like that. You're gross. Come on.
I'm just asking no, questions, Rochelle.
Child, Eric. I did not okay. make Lego dicks.
Just asking questions, Rochelle.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, well, I made lots of spaceships and robots. That was my thing.
Isn't that like every boy's thing?
That is still my thing. Spaceships and robots. Yeah. That is every boy's thing. Basically. So, I remember I would create little Lego play sets with like cardboard boxes. I'd make little dioramas with little Lego things going on. Action sets, if you will. Yeah. I remember what I used to do is I used to, when I was a kid, I used to take apart my Transformers. Like I'd have a little screwdriver set, like, you know, those little small screwdrivers.
Yeah.
And I'd take them apart just because I wanted to see how they worked. And I'd put them back together. Sometimes I could put them back together. Sometimes I wasn't able to, but it was a very good learning experience and contributed to the person that I am today.
Yeah, you know what I did to my Barbies? I cut their hair because I was like, why don't my Barbies have bangs? And then after cutting their bangs, I realized that was not a good idea because, you know, it's doll hair. It's threaded in there. It's all spaced apart. So then my Barbies ended up having these, like, pieces sticking straight up in the front. It looked awful.
So you created, like, punk rock Barbies?
I don't know. They didn't really look that good.
Oh, okay.
That also contributed to me becoming a hairdresser.
Well, I guess you your dreams and aspirations start somewhere, right?
I practiced on my Barbies.
Were you successful in any of your hairdressing endeavors on Barbies?
When it came to like braiding their hair and stuff, I got really good at that.
You can braid Barbie hair? Is
yeah.
that
okay? Oh yeah, like. Most of the time when me and my friends were playing Barbies, we weren't actually ever playing. All we would do is we would be like, okay, Barbie's going to go on a date with Ken. And then we would just get ready. And it would take like us an hour. We just put on an outfit on the Barbie and then be like, I think I want to wear something else. And then you like change the outfit, find different outfits, and then braid their hair or do something, or put a ponytail in their hair. We didn't really play that much of the Barbies. It was all about getting them dressed and ready.
So it was more about preparing for the date than the actual date?
Yeah.
But did Barbie and Ken ever go on a date? And what did they do?
They humped.
Really?
I'm serious.
You knew about that?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how.
All right. Well, that's just super.
And my Ken had real hair. He had a mullet.
Oh, because it would have been like... late 80s, early 90s, Ken.
Yeah, he was from Barbie and the Rockers.
Oh.
So he had a silver, one-piece silver outfit and a mullet.
He had a silver outfit, like a one piece.
Well, it was like silver pants and then a silver shirt with pink stars on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty rad. I think I could rock that. Do you think I'd be good at that?
I think you could. Yeah, I think you could. And then he drove a silver convertible Corvette.
Nice.
Yeah, with pink interior.
That's a pretty sweet ride.
I know it was. That's why Barbie let him hump her. Because
did you even know what humping actually meant back in?
No, I don't think I actually really knew what I was doing, and we just did it.
People are humping. Oh, that's funny.
I think one of my friends told me about it, and then I just did it. Like, I didn't question it. I just, yeah. One of my friends actually, I think she was like into S&M because she would always get Barbie to get tied up.
At that young age?
At that young of an age, yeah.
Weird.
I know. It's weird.
I'm really not sure how to follow that up.
And cut to music.
We're going to wrap this up. Tip, tap, tip. Next episode will be from the studio, our brand new studio, which is looking good and sounding good, let me tell you that. So check us out, tiptaptip.com. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Bye.